Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Police in St. Paul are investigating a motorized scooter crash that left a teenage boy dead and his passenger with life-threatening injuries. Officers say it appears the boys ran a stop sign and drove into an intersection where their scooter was struck by a pickup Tuesday morning. The 14-year-old driver was taken to Regents Hospital but did not survive. The 13-year-old passenger remains in critical condition. Investigators say the truck driver stopped and did not show any signs of impairment. Senator Lindsey Porte of Burnsville says increasing the tax on cannabis products was one of the hardest votes she had to take this year. She says legislative leaders agreed to raise it from 10 to 15% as part of state budget negotiations.
In that space where we need to balance a budget, facing a potential deficit coming down the road to us, it was necessary to raise revenue, and this was the only one that the House Republicans were willing to do.
Porte says she fears the 50% tax increase on legal cannabis will make it more expensive than products on the illicit market. She wanted the tax to stay in the 10 to 12% range. 23 organizations in Minnesota are getting $15 million in grant funding to help fight the opioid crisis. Teresa Steinmetz with the Department of Human Services says harm reduction is some of the most crucial work that can be done.
Being able to distribute and look at overdose life-saving mechanisms such as Narcan, intramuscular naloxone, really looking at how to prevent an overdose from occurring in the first place is the primary strategies.
Steinmetz says the $15 million will also be used for workforce development, education, and alternative opioid treatments. And the Minnesota Twins managed just two hits in a 2-0 shutout loss to the Miami Marlins. The tornado season is off to a strong start in Minnesota. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says so far we've had
48 tornadoes. That's a preliminary number. It will change. If you take average through the end of June, it's 21.6 in the states. We're over double what we'd see on an average year right now. Last year, we had 30, and that's the final number for 2024.
He says there were 39 tornadoes in the state during the month of June. Most were rated EF and EF1, which are considered weak tornadoes. And the Indiana Fever beat the Minnesota Lynx 74-59 last night to win the WNBA Commissioner's Cup. Despite missing All-Star guard Caitlin Clark, the Fever played a strong defensive game, holding the Lynx to a season-worst 34.9% shooting. Alana Smith led Minnesota with 15 points, while the league's leading scorer, Nafisa Collier, only had 12. This is MNN.